Friday, the 13th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, today is Friday, and always on a Friday, we have a little look ahead to the weekend and see what's coming. Well, the first thing I want to do is just have a little moment of saying happy feast day to the Sisters of the Holy Cross, whose feast day is tomorrow. The Exaltation of the Holy Cross is the big feast tomorrow, and we're going to see a little bit of that coming up in the Gospel. We're going to see a little bit about the cross coming into our Gospel. So I want you to listen out to that when you're at Mass on Sunday. So Jesus asks a question of his disciples right at the beginning of the Gospel on Sunday. Jesus says to them, "Who do the people say that I am?" Now, I just want us to pause there, because that's a question for you and me too. Let's not think about what the answer in the Bible is yet. I want you to think about that question. If I said to you, "Who is Jesus for you?" what would you say? I've been thinking about this question a lot. In my office where I work, I have a very beautiful poster that somebody handmade. They'd write in calligraphy, which is very beautiful writing. They handmade me this beautiful poster. And it says, "My Jesus is my friend, my helper, my Lord, my Messiah, my King, my servant, my love, the one I trust, the one who keeps me safe," and a whole lot of other things. "My good shepherd." When we look through the Gospels, there are so many ways of talking about Jesus and how Jesus talks about himself. We think of Jesus washing his disciples' feet, saying he came as one who came to serve. We think of him as the Christ, the Messiah, the one who was going to save, the one who does save all of us. We are Christians, that's what we believe. The Messiah has saved us. The one who wants to bring us into the relationship of love in the Trinity. And so Jesus asks that question, "Who do the people say I am?" And then he hears some answers. I wonder what your answers were. These were the answers he heard at the time. They said, "Some people say you are John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and others one of the prophets." And it's true that Jesus is a prophet. If you like, Jesus is the ultimate prophet, just as he is the ultimate king and the ultimate priest. We look at Jesus and we see in him the fulfillment of all prophets, of all leaders, of all ministers, of all healers, of all teachers. Then Jesus turns and asks his disciples, "But what about you?" he says. "Who do you say I am?" And we hear Peter saying to him, "You are the Messiah." So Peter recognizes that Jesus is the one they've been waiting for. The Jewish people have been waiting for their Messiah. In John's Gospel, this is kind of the central moment of the Gospel. It's the high point of the Gospel. In the first part of the Gospel, Jesus' identity is hidden from people. Do you remember who knows about who in John's Gospel? Do you remember we're talking about this at the beginning of the year? Who knows who Jesus is? That's right. The wind and the sea, the elements of the earth know who he is. They obey him. The animals recognize who Jesus is. It's In Mark's Gospel is the only time we get that lovely line when Jesus goes into the desert and the wild animals were with him. It's one of my favorite moments. And of course, the demons recognize Jesus in the Gospel and they say, "Don't do anything to us, leave us be." But he casts them out. But the people don't recognize him. So Mark's Gospel is all about Jesus who comes into the world and the world doesn't recognize him. But we can look back at that Gospel and see the signs that he is the Messiah. We see him healing people, teaching people, telling them about the love of God. And that's what he's doing here. But it's a good question to constantly ask ourselves, who is Jesus for me? And then the second part of the Gospel that you'll hear is that Jesus then begins to prepare his disciples for his death. And that's also important. He's preparing them for the opposite. They say he's the Messiah, and maybe they were thinking that the Messiah was going to be like some great king who was going to come and destroy the Roman Empire. That's not what happened. We know what happened. What happened to Jesus? How did he die? That's right, the Romans crucified him. The Roman Empire crucified Jesus. But that's not the end of the story. He rose again. But he spends time now preparing his disciples for the fact that what's going to happen is not what they think is going to happen. It's going to be much harder. And maybe there's something for us in that too. Often we can think, oh, if I just get to university and get this degree, or if I just pass my math test, or just whatever, then I won't have to try anymore. It'll be fine. I can just rollerblade onwards. But it's not like that life. I think we're reminded here that life often is hard, and yet there is great joy in following Christ and in living to the full. So let's pray now. Let's pray for the courage to really follow Christ this week, to be children with a heart for Jesus, and to see Jesus in all the people we meet. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.